You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by TaskRabbit.
We both live by ourselves, and one thing about living by yourself is that you are it for all the tasks that have to be done around the house.
I have learned pretty quickly that I need a lot of help sometimes, Jenny.
This is why TaskRabbit can be so helpful. It's an app that makes everyday life easier by helping people get more done around the house. I've actually used TaskRabbit for cleaning. I do not love to clean. But I really do love living in a clean house that I specifically did not clean myself. I love that.
That's the dream.
So I can use TaskRabbit to bring someone in who will clean my house without having to dedicate a whole afternoon to scrubbing my floors. It's great.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to using TaskRabbit to build some bookshelves that I just picked up. It's great, and it means that I can actually organize my place as opposed to having books on the coffee table. Almost to the ceiling.
Hiring a tasker on TaskRabbit makes tackling your to-do list so much easier. Taskers can help with a variety of tasks, from handyman help around the house to errands and delivery. Taskers can help tackle any task on your to-do list. You can search for the best tasker for the job based on cost, skill set, availability, and past client reviews.
So tackle your to-do list today and get 15% off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app using the promo code FANGIRL.
That's promo code FANGIRL, F-A-N-G-I-R-L, at TaskRabbit.com for 15% off your task.
TaskRabbit, book trusted help for home tasks.
We get it. Distractions happen. That's why we designed the fully electric, full-sized Volvo EX90 with the latest technology to keep you and those around you safe. Its two-sensor driver understanding system is designed to prevent distractions and help you stay focused. Reserve your Volvo EX90 today. Learn more at volvocars.com/US.
This week, we're doing a feed swap with History Daily. History Daily does history daily.
Every weekday, host Lindsey Graham of American Scandal and American History Tellers takes you back in time to explore a momentous event that happened on this day in history. New episodes come out every weekday. There's a broad mix of history, from famous battles to fashion firsts. There's medicine, science, technology, religion, politics, sports, everything that made us who we are today.
Discover amazing facts you've never learned before about history. And even if you think you know a certain day's events well, you might be surprised.
History is human. History Daily finds the overlooked and often forgotten human stories behind the names and dates of ordinary history.
The episode we chose to release tells the fascinating story of China's Terracotta Army. An entire army of 8,000 terracotta soldiers, each one unique and human-sized, along with horses, weapons, chariots, and more, dating from the 200s BC. We hope you enjoy!
It's March 29th, 1974, in Lintong, a village near the city of Qian, China. 41-year-old farmer Yang Zifa wipes his brow and takes up his shovel again. It's a hot day, but there's little time for rest. Zifa and his five brothers all work on the same collective farm, and today they're digging a new well to water their crops, which have been suffering in a drought. This is their third day of digging. They still haven't hit water. Zifa raises his shovel yet again, but this time he hits something that's more than just dirt. Zifa kneels to take a closer look. Using his shovel, he clears away clods of earth to reveal what looks like an oddly shaped jar. Zifa gets his fingers under the edge and pulls it loose. He's disappointed to see that it's broken. If the jar had been in one piece, he could have taken it home and used it. Instead, he tosses it aside and warily picks up his shovel again. But it's not long before Zifa hits terracotta again. All around him, his brothers are finding pieces too. Zifa starts piling up the scraps. These discoveries soon draw the attention of other villagers who are suspicious about removing these items from the ground. They complain that Zifa could spoil the natural feng shui of the land or wake evil spirits by disturbing these items. Zifa could bring disaster to the village. But Zifa keeps digging, and soon he notices that the terracotta scraps look more and more like the parts of a body. Here is a clay pair of shoulders, there a leg, and most recently he's dug up a torso.
Zifa then digs out the first fragment he found, the one he tossed aside. And looking more closely at it now, Zifa realizes it's not a jar or a bowl. It's a terracotta head. The first incomplete terracotta figure found by Yang Zifa and his brothers is just the beginning. Chinese archaeologists will soon descend on the site and excavate more than 1,000 similar statues, each featuring incredible detail and exquisite craftsmanship. The buried statues will become known as the Terracotta Army and will change scholars' understanding of ancient China forever. But the army may never have come to light without the swing of a farmer's shovel on March 29, 1974.
We get it. Distractions happen. That's why we designed the fully electric, full-sized Volvo EX90 with the latest technology to keep you and those around you safe. Its two-sensor driver understanding system is designed to prevent distractions and help you stay focused. Reserve your Volvo EX90 today. Learn more at volvocars.com/US.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
"Thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options."
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Meet cutes happen every day on Tinder, just not like they do in the movies.
Hey, nice motorcycle. Do you have room for a plus one?
I thought you'd never ask.
No matter how your journey starts, if you take a chance on romance, you may join the millions of relationships that started thanks to Tinder, like the one you just heard. Explore all the possibilities for yourself. Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is March 29, 1974, the discovery of China's Terracotta Army. It's 246 BCE in the Qin Kingdom of what is now China, 2,220 years before the discovery of the Terracotta Warriors. In a grand chamber deep within the royal palace, 13-year-old Yun Song swings his legs on his father's throne. The seat's too big and uncomfortable for the boy, and his legs don't even touch the floor, but that won't stop him from being crowned the new king of Qin. In the 3rd century BCE, China is a jigsaw puzzle of 7 different kingdoms, all differing in size and military strength. But Qin is the strongest, thanks to Song's great-grandfather, King Zhongxiang. Zhongxiang created a strong, centralized government and won several wars against his neighbors to enlarge his territory. Since then, his descendants have secured supremacy in the region. Now Yun Song is to be the latest ruler of the kingdom, and even at his tender age, he's determined to live up to his illustrious ancestor. After his coronation ceremonies are complete, one of Song's first acts as king is to order the construction of a royal tomb, and his advisors hurry to put his edict into effect. But as Song grows up, the tomb-building program is soon overshadowed by his military aspirations. 16 years after being crowned king, Song is no longer a boy. Now he's an ambitious 29-year-old, and he launches an offensive to capture more territory. Song's armies invade neighboring kingdoms, winning one bloody battle after another. And after 9 years of campaigning, Song accepts the surrender of his final opponent and unifies all of China under one government for the first time in history. No longer satisfied with the title king, Song invents a new word to describe his position of ultimate power. From now on, Song will be known as Qin Shi Huang, the first emperor of China. Just as his great-grandfather united his kingdom under a centralized government, the new emperor applies the same principle to a much larger territory. Under the emperor's leadership,
The government standardizes China's written language, implements a new currency, and applies strict new legal codes. And the emperor doesn't just leave the work to his loyal servants. He's involved in every decision, even enacting laws regulating the width of cartwheels to aid faster transportation of troops and goods. And aside from building a strong bureaucracy, the new government also orders the collection of new taxes to pay for large-scale construction projects. The Great Wall of China is strengthened to protect the northern frontier, and the ongoing work on the royal tomb complex grows larger and more ornate. Subjects from across the empire dig the mausoleum into the side of a mountain. Its layout is designed to reflect the emperor's palace and includes everything the emperor might need in the afterlife. But despite the expansion of his royal tomb, the emperor has no intention of dying. As he gets older, he becomes obsessed with finding a magical elixir, one that will grant him immortality, but he never does. The emperor dies at the age of 49 while traveling through China on an inspection tour. His death was possibly the result of drinking mercury in the mistaken belief that the toxic element would help him live forever. But the emperor's death, while traveling so far from the capital, leaves his empire vulnerable. To ensure a smooth succession, his aides keep his death a secret. His carriage returns home with the blinds lowered, but meals and messages are delivered as if the emperor was still alive. And when the decomposing body starts to smell, officials order a cart of fish to join the imperial entourage to mask the odor. Finally, the emperor's body is buried in the vast mausoleum he spent his reign building. To pay respect to the first ruler of a unified China, the emperor's family and loyal servants bury him with all sorts of treasures. After commanding his armies to so many victories in real life, the emperor is buried with a life-size terracotta army, thousands of soldiers carrying real weapons, including infantry, archers, generals, and even cavalrymen riding terracotta horses. The emperor is buried in the ultimate glory, but the unified Chinese nation that he created will not last long. Within just 4 years, his empire will fracture into smaller kingdoms once again, and the exact location of the first emperor's tomb will then be forgotten for more than 2,000 years, until a group of farmers digging a well will stumble across it and change history.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale is taking the labor out of shopping for new custom window treatments. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom blinds, shutters, and shades. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. And Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale now for up to 50% off, plus premium doorbusters. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
It's early April 1974 in Lintong, China, a few days after Yang Zifa and his brothers discover a terracotta warrior while digging a well. 38-year-old Zhao Kangmin rides his bicycle along a dirt track, his hair whipping in the wind. Kangmin is an archaeologist working for a local museum, and he's excited to see this new discovery that's been reported by the village's leaders. But when Kangmin arrives at the village, he's shocked to see how casually the Yang brothers have treated the pieces of the terracotta figure they found. These ancient artifacts have been piled up haphazardly in the back of a cart. Some are broken, others have been thrown away. Kangmin even finds some village children tossing a terracotta finger back and forth between them in a game of catch. Kangmin takes the finger from the children and gathers all the other pieces he can find. Treating them as delicately as possible, he returns to his office at the Lingtong Museum. Kangmin's place of work is quiet and doesn't attract many visitors, exactly what Kangmin needs to reconstruct the terracotta figure in peace. and as he puts it together, he soon realizes that the figure is that of a soldier. Inspired by his reconstruction, Kang Min returns to the village to conduct test excavations, and immediately he discovers more terracotta warriors. He also digs up metal arrowheads and spear points, but they're all missing the wooden shafts they were once attached to. They must have all rotted away in the soil. And that's interesting to Kang Min because it suggests that these artifacts are extremely old. And Kang Min soon concludes that they were buried more than 2,000 years ago as part of the lost mausoleum of Qin Shi Huang, China's first emperor. But even though this discovery has the potential to transform historians' understanding of China's past, Kang Min doesn't report his findings to other archaeologists. He feels like he can't make this knowledge public without putting the statues in danger. In 1974, the Cultural Revolution is in full swing in China. China's leader Mao Zedong wants to strengthen the Communist Party's grip by eliminating any opposition to his rule. And that includes erasing aspects of Chinese history that do not live up to the Communist Party's ideals. Under Chairman Mao's influence, many ancient artworks have been vandalized or destroyed by groups who believe that China's imperial past should be forgotten. In this volatile political climate, Kang Min fears that the terracotta army he's found won't be safe, so he keeps the discovery quiet to protect it from destruction. The secret leaks, though, when a journalist gets a tip and writes about the archaeological find in a newspaper. Although Kang Min is at first alarmed, the scale and mystery of the terracotta army enchants the people of China, and even the communists don't dare destroy them. In fact, communist authorities soon pledge to protect the terracotta army. An enormous building the size of an airplane hangar is erected over the entire area. Using ground-penetrating radar, archaeologists discover the warriors are buried in precise lines as if they were on parade. Then they painstakingly dig away the earth surrounding the statues, trying as best they can to keep each warrior intact. Over time, they excavate around 1,500 statues, while leaving thousands of others untouched beneath the ground to preserve them for future investigation. Microscopic analysis of these statues shows they were once painted different colors. Thousands of years buried in the soil has dissolved the paint, but what's left behind is still impressive. Experts are amazed by the skill of the terracotta army's creators. These ancient artisans created the warriors' torsos out of a single hollow piece of clay. Hands, arms, legs, and faces were added later, and the craftsmen paid such attention to detail that no two soldiers are exactly alike. They have individual heights, hairstyles, even facial expressions. These warriors even have different ruffle patterns on their sleeves and at least 12 different individually styled hooks for their belts. In 1979, a new state-of-the-art museum dedicated solely to the Terracotta Army opens at the site, transforming the area into a tourist hotspot. A few years later, the Terracotta Army gains international attention as well when some of the figures are exhibited outside of China for the first time in Melbourne, Australia. As these terracotta warriors become famous around the world, Zhao Kang Min will be celebrated as the archaeologist who excavated the first statues and cleverly ensured their survival during the Cultural Revolution. But the role of the farmer who had the first glimpse of terracotta pieces while digging a well will long be overlooked. For years, discovering the terracotta army will seem more like a curse to Yang Zifa. But times will eventually change. China will open up to the world, and a visit from the most powerful man on the planet will finally give Zifa his moment in the sun.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
Hi, I'm Lara. After 20 years of Lara Bar, I still believe that simple and real can be delicious, which is why we're introducing Trail Mix Bars, a new crunchy, chewy Lara Bar made with regenerative almonds. Follow our almond journey at larabar.com.
At Purely Elizabeth, we believe that one good choice leads to another. So if you can start as small as, say, a bowl of delicious superfood granola, then surely you can take some deep breaths, go for a walk, get off your phone, or use it to look up a yoga pose or two. Because sometimes all you need is a start to get going and keep going on your journey, whatever that looks like for you. and crunchy granola clusters baked with organic oats and superfoods are a delicious place to start. Find us at a retailer near you or purelyelizabeth.com. Purely Elizabeth. Savor the start.
It's June 26, 1998, in Lintong, China, 24 years after farmer Yang Zifa and his brothers discovered the Terracotta Army. Zifa is now 65 years old, and he's no longer a farmer. Instead, he works at the museum built around the Terracotta Army. Today, he sits at the gift shop, as usual, ready to sign his autograph in the books and pamphlets purchased by museum visitors. In the early years after the discovery of the first Terracotta warrior, Zifa's life was made complicated. When archaeologists realized the importance of the ancient statues, the Chinese Ministry of Culture evicted Zifa's whole village. Some of Zifa's more superstitious neighbors had warned him not to dig up the Terracotta warriors, and they blamed him for being relocated from their ancestral land. For a time, Zifa was ostracized from his community. But he made peace with his discovery and his neighbors when the influx of tourists visiting the new museum brought a new source of revenue to the region. And today, there's a special guest that Zifa has been told to set aside some time for. The gift shop door opens, and American President Bill Clinton walks in with his family. President Clinton shakes Zifa's hand, and the two men have a short, halting conversation through translators. It's a small but important token of recognition for a man who unearthed one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of all time. The excavation and study of the Terracotta Army is still ongoing. Although archaeologists have dug up parts of Emperor Qin Shi Huang's sprawling mausoleum, the actual tomb containing his body remains unopened. The Chinese Ministry of Culture believes it's impossible to excavate the tomb without destroying what lies inside. So for the foreseeable future, the first emperor of China will remain at rest, his eternal sleep protected by thousands of ornately decorated soldiers, a terracotta army, a triumph of ancient art that was discovered on March 29, 1974. Next on History Daily, April 1, 1997, the Hale-Bopp comet reaches the closest point to the sun on its long loop through space, presenting a magnificent spectacle to stargazers on Earth. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazib. Sound design by Gabriel Gould. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Jack O'Brien. Edited by Scott Reeves. Managing producer, Emily Burke. Executive producer, R. William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Sleep Cove podcast can help you. Hi, I'm Christopher Fitton, the voice and clinical hypnotherapist behind Sleep Cove. Sleep Cove features sleep hypnosis, meditations, and bedtime stories, all designed to help those of you who struggle at night to achieve a restful and peaceful night's sleep. Search for Sleep Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see why Sleep Cove helps millions of people sleep deeply all night long.